Well, hello there, bikescapers. I pulled the bike over to walk down the sidewalk because I can think better that way. Just want to say hello. It's been a long week without a bikescape. Sorry about that. I notice all the other podcasts are kind of slowing down right now, too. Must be summer. You know, I don't have to do this every week. I keep saying that, but I always feel like I have to. This time I decided to wait till I had something good. So I did. A few things. You may have heard an earlier podcast about Bike Summer. That's coming up June 3rd through July 3rd. Make a date. Spend a weekend there. It's best, I think, you know, if you're in out of town, or to go down there either at the beginning or at the end of the summer. Let me just put the safety on this thing before I turn it off or something. Okay. Yeah, it's best to go like the last weekend or the first weekend. So the last weekend's when I'm going. I'd love to meet some of you people out there. You know, buy a plane ticket or take the shuttle. I heard there's a shuttle of some sort you can take. I'll fill you in on details. Look on the website. There comes a Valencia Street loudmouth. Don't talk on your cell phone. I'm trying to do a podcast. Jesus Christ. We're all so obnoxious in the big city. There's a cute little cat here. You see a lot more when you stop and walk the bike. Anyway, Bike Summer, that's one thing. Critical Mass update. Things keep moving along up there in New York. There's an article in the Times from about a week and a half ago, I guess. Apparently, the arrests first started back in during the Republican convention. Most of the arrests you read about in the paper during the Republican convention were Critical Mass riders who weren't breaking any rules. Most of them weren't even holding signs or anything, even protesting. They were just riding their bikes in the street. But you know, they were protesting. It was how could you not be in the streets on that day if you lived in New York? But anyway, they found out that the police have actually been lying on the stand about some of the arrests they made. And suddenly, they've actually been editing videotapes that they're using as evidence, failing to give the full evidence to the lawyers, to the defense lawyers. Finally, you know, there were a lot of people. There were some, one guy's charges were dropped when they found actual police video that had been edited differently. Apparently, I'm speculating here, but I guess they edited, they're saying by mistake, that they edited this film that showed, in its full form, it showed that the person who was being arrested was not struggling. And was not actually breaking any laws when he was arrested, but which contradicts the testimony of the police. So apparently there's lots of video out there, and lots of people are sitting there spending hours and hours poring through it all and trying to connect it. You know, one video that might not be very interesting to one, you know, for one person's case, but it has to be connected to the case that involved. There were a lot of people arrested that day, and there's a lot of video. So they're going through it, and they found video that exonerated this one guy and actually caught the police committing perjury. So we'll see if there's any charges filed against the police now. But at least the charges were dropped against the rider. So that's in the Times. You can read the full story. They got video. It was on the front page of the New York Times. Democracy Now! Ran something, too, about it. So all that's on the blog, bikescape.blogspot.com. Michigan Cycling. Thank you for mentioning me. Michigan Cycling Podcast. Mentioned the Bikescape podcast. And the other podcasts that are out there on the web as well. There's Bike Talk in Davis, really a good show for the local California Davis, just outside of Sacramento, where it's really hot. There's Kick Biking, those crazy people down in Australia who got a podcast about kick biking. And what else we got? There's Five Speed Cassette. He's Well, he likes Ann Coulter, so but he also likes bikes, so there's something we can agree on. Anyway, he's out there also. It's called Five Speed Cassette. Oh, what else? We're going to talk about the bikes in my basement. Nah, we'll leave that for another show. Kent, the Velo Diablo, does this great blog called Even the Devil's Rides, and ran into him for the first time in person at the bike polo game last Sunday afternoon. So I'll find out when the next bike polo game is and post that on the blog too. Great fun, even if you don't ride, but it's a wonderful sport, a jaunty sport, with the mallets and the bikes and the grass and beer and cheese and all that stuff. let's see, Bike Talk, CM Update, Bike Summer, Michigan Cycling. Shout out to, Jarrett, out there in Florida. Hello, hi Jarrett. I'm talking to you. This show is all about dedicated to you, so later on we're going to be talking to you directly. Leah Shaham, the Executive Director of the Bike Coalition, and I are going to have a segment coming up. And what else? Oh, iPodder. Are you using iPodder to download this show? If you are, you may be missing the blog, which isn't much. It's kind of bare bones, but you should look at it for links and stuff. And if you're not using iPodder, if you're getting these MP3s from the blog, I feel I have to tell you that, you know, maybe I don't tell you people. People don't know, but you can actually get this free software called iPodder at iPodder.org, and you can download that and create, you can subscribe to these various shows using the RSS feed, and it's like having a podcast delivered like a newspaper to your front door, or actually into your iPod. I guess I'm loitering in front of the Salvation Army here. Okay, so that's all I want to say, and enjoy the segment coming up with Leah Shaham. Oh, one last thing I wanted to mention. You may have, I guess it wasn't the most popular show, but the show about the San Jose Avenue bike lanes. If you live in San Francisco, we're having a party to celebrate the removal. It doesn't sound like the removal of a car lane, but it is. I'm out here on San Jose Avenue right now, and I wanted to say that a party, April 30th at noon, San Jose Avenue at 28th Street. We're going to have free ice cream. And maybe other stuff too, I don't know. Maybe, who knows what else. But definitely free ice cream. So come on down, I will put a link on the blogspot.com, bikescape.blogspot.com. Okay, on to the interview. Yeah, really cool. I got a letter from Bordeaux, France.
See if you can do like a swap. Did you guys do a house swap once in France?
No, we talked about it, but we didn't do it. No.
Somewhere?
No, we talked about, yeah, no way, we've gone to France, but
maybe that's
not
it.
A house swap.
You, like, rented a house or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, we talked about doing it, and we didn't, because it was expensive even to do it that way.
Really?
Yeah, well, for us in our situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're recording. This is Bikescape, and we're answering the phone. That's fine. We're in the very busy office of Leah Shaham. She's the Executive Director of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. High atop, what's the name of this building?
The David Hughes Building, I think. We just moved here, but I don't know how to turn my phone off.
Oh,
it's
alright.
I think it's just gonna keep ringing.
This is podcasting. Okay? It's not formal.
Okay, the phone's gonna ring.
We're not. You don't. I don't have to say. You have one more minute to talk about this. We're coming to a commercial break now. I can go 20 minutes, 15, or an hour.
Oh, we could go on all day. Talk about bikes.
So I got this email. See, I thought that my listenership out there in podcast land was all choir and I was preaching to them. But it turns out I got a bunch of people that are sending me emails saying, like, how do I ride a bike? What is the bicycle lifestyle? Jarrett from Elgin Air Force Base sent me an email. Hi, Jarrett. And said, it was titled The Bicycle Lifestyle. And he's just a little leery about getting on his bike and leaving the car lifestyle behind. So, first of all, what do you think is the bicycle lifestyle?
Bicycle lifestyle, I like that. I don't know, I would say I'm not surprised to hear that there are people out there listening to the podcast, first of all. I think there's a ton of people out there, you know, in San Francisco alone, but all over the country, that have bikes, that love to bike, say, on the weekend, recreationally, for fun. But the idea of bike commuting, you know, on a Monday morning in traffic, in a city, freaks them out. And, you know, I know as somebody who's been biking for, you know, like 12 years, it's hard to imagine sometimes what it is that makes people so nervous. But, you know, we've got to kind of step back as experienced bicyclists, step back and think, you know, it was kind of scary your first, for me at least, it was kind of scary the first time kind of riding down Market Street by myself. And, you know, the times that, you know, a car revs its engine next to you or honks at you or, you know, you feel really alone those times when you're really just starting out. You don't necessarily totally know your rights to the road and, you know that you have, you know, legitimacy on the road until you've ridden for a while and start to just get a little more experienced and have a little more confidence.
I guess it takes about a year or so to really,
yeah.
I think it's like driving. I think, remember when I was 17 and I learned how to drive, it took all my friends about a year. It was like this one really scary year of
riding around in cars with people who didn't know how to drive.
And every time you're like doing something, you think, oh my God, what am I doing? And you know, now for people like us, like, okay, yeah, we ride and we don't even think about it. Of course you're fine, you know, when you're out riding. But anyways, I think there's so many people out there. I mean, in San Francisco alone, nearly half of San Francisco adults own bikes. So that's, you know, say 350, 400,000 people own bikes. Yet you only have about 30, 35,000 people a day bike commuting. So where's that gap? Why are all these people not riding?
Well, it looks dangerous. I mean, if you walk down Market Street, then you're not, if you're, it looks different walking on Market Street and seeing the bikes go by.
Totally.
That looks dangerous.
Totally.
But when you're on the bike on Market Street, it's not dangerous anymore.
And that's the thing. I mean, how many times have you been asked by somebody, oh my God, you know, how do you bike in this city? And then you look at them, you think, well, how do I not bike? You know, I mean, I would in a million years not have enough patience to wait for the bus or, you know, the ability to like drive around the city or anything. How do you not bike? But for somebody who's never done it, it does look terrifying. I mean, they see us out there kind of just in our own little world and weaving and dodging between cars, and we know it's not like that. I mean, there's a lot more, you know, rhythm and ease to it than it seems. And I think that's why it's so important for people who are more confident biking to go out and find people who aren't and to help ease them into it. I mean, people like Jarrett, you know, hopefully he'll learn a little bit from this and be hooked up with some people who can give him resources. I mean, it's all about kind of, you know, sometimes kind of holding people's hands and saying, hey, it's not as scary as it looks. Come ride with me sometime.
Yeah,
or, you know, check out this website for resources, or, you know, do this or that and it'll be a lot easier. Find a good route. I mean, that's really important. What's a better route? You know, you don't want to send somebody down, say, Van Ness Avenue if they could take Polk and be a lot less nervous about it.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of it is just people who haven't bike commuted before. They may love biking, they may be fine bicyclists, like technically they know how to ride a bike, but the idea of biking in the city just freaks them out. So I think it's things like Bike to Work Day coming up on May 19th is a great time to start easing new people in and just kind of say like, hey, try it, it's not as scary as it looks. Mm-hmm. And once somebody does it a couple times, they gain their confidence and they feel really good about it.
Yeah, knowing which street and living in the right neighborhood even, you know, he was asking, what's the, it took sort of like an outside view of this to sort of bring it into focus for me. And he was talking, Jared was talking about the bike lifestyle, and I was thinking, what is a bike lifestyle? I mean, I actually do build my life around my bike.
Yeah.
Just like I used to build my life around my car.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember, you know, I think you, if you have a car, you're going to move to the suburbs.
Right.
You know, because you can, and it's cheaper out there to live, to buy a house anyway, maybe. I don't know about here, but maybe in Florida. But
that's interesting. And just total tangent. Speaking of the bike lifestyle, we came up, I think the idea of a bike lifestyle is awesome for those of us that get it, but I think it's kind of threatening to some people who don't get it. And one example is earlier this week, a couple days ago, there was a big hearing at City Hall in front of the Board of Supervisors. And this individual, I won't name her because we'll all want to like go egg her house or something, but this individual she protested or appealed the bike plan, the official citywide bike plan policy document. So in this policy document...
Can I ask if it was a government official that was...
No, an individual,
okay.
Like a citizen, a regular citizen. She happened to be a lawyer, so she was kind of good at this. Anyway, she wants to appeal the policy document of the bike plan of San Francisco because she thought it legally didn't fit in with the city's like goals and stuff. It was all this ridiculous stuff about how it wasn't a good thing. So another guy, a friend of hers, I guess, stood up and spoke in support of her and said, yeah, we should block this policy document. We shouldn't pass this bike plan. Says this to the Board of the Supervisors. Two of the excuses he used or the reasons he used for why to block it. Number one, he said, believe it or not, this policy document encourages school children to learn bicycle education in school and to adopt, quote unquote, the bicycle lifestyle. He was like upset because this policy document was educating kids. I mean, it's, you know.
I think this guy has a blog, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yes, maybe.
I think I've seen it too.
Maybe you have. His
bicycle
other.
Bicycle Coalition wants your kids. Is that
oh, weird? Really? Not your kids, you know. First it's the homosexual agenda, now it's the bicycle agenda. The other thing he complained about was this document encourages bicyclists to ride in the lane with all the other cars and SUVs. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know, that's our legal right. It was crazy. So I think it's a little worrisome that there's still so many people out there, even in San Francisco, which is, you know, pretty aware, socially aware and such. Even in San Francisco, there's still a lot of people out there who don't get it. Yeah, you don't understand.
Bicycle Coalition wants your children. They want to, wants them to do dangerous things.
We want to convert them. I mean, it's so funny. I mean, what could be more mom and apple pie?
Biking is actually safer than driving.
It's true. For mile, you know, per mile traveled, mile traveled, bicycling is a lot safer than driving. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of fatalities anyway.
Yeah. In terms of fatalities. And, you know, I don't know the exact numbers, but if you look at what the number one killer is in America, it's not guns, it's not drugs or anything, it is physical inactivity. Mm-hmm. It's obesity-related health problems. And it means Americans aren't getting enough exercise, and they're not eating right. Obviously, it's a huge piece of nutrition, but a huge piece of it is not getting out and being active.
Right.
And it's partly because people are sitting in their cars, and they're sitting in front of their TVs and their computers, you know, and we're raising a whole generation of kids that don't have PE, that can't physically walk or bike to school because their communities are built badly. They're built for cars.
That's another part of the bike lifestyle is, you know, that I was saying that you sort of revolve your life around the car, and you end up in this car lifestyle where you spend what percentage of your day driving on stick and traffic.
Yeah.
But there's also, that's an unconscious decision to follow that path. But if you can make the conscious decision to get to live near your work or live near, you know, you can bike and then take a train to work or something like that. Bikes and trains work together pretty well.
I think a good way for new people to start is, you know, for somebody who's thinking about bike commuting, they don't need to like 100% embrace it fully the first day. You know, maybe they're not going to ride 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not going to get rid of their car right away. But if they can ride, you know, once a week, every Friday or something. Mm-hmm. And I feel like more and more, I'm hearing more and more examples of people who do ease into it. And they end up saying, wow, I don't need my car. And wow, I can, you know, get around by my bike and using the bus and car share every now and then. And they're fine.
Okay, question from Jarrett was, how do you deal with being sweaty all the time?
Well, it's a little easier in San Francisco than in Florida because it's a little hotter there.
Everybody sweats in Florida.
No matter what. Like, it could be December and it's sweaty. So, yeah, you're no different because everyone's sweating. But, I mean, that's the thing, too. It's tougher in a community like that. Most of Florida is really suburban. And so people drive from their air-conditioned house and their air-conditioned car to the air-conditioned mall, to the air-conditioned office. And, you know, there's not a lot of time you're actually outside to get sweaty. Whereas, you know, I think we're pretty lucky out here. We do spend a lot of time outside and, you know, we're lucky to commute too. But, I mean, one really practical thing to do is bring a change of clothes in your bag. Mm-hmm. And what I know a lot of people do is they might, like on Monday, bring a whole set of clothes, several shirts and, you know, two pairs of pants or something, bring them and leave them at work, you know, one or two pairs of shoes. So you bike in with your shorts and t-shirt on, you've got your clothes there, you leave them at work. And then when you get to work, you can change out. More and more people have showers at work, which is great. But if people don't have showers, it's amazing what a towel and water can do. So
you can tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, but I don't think I smell right.
You smell great.
Okay, well, I think it's...
Is that cologne you're wearing, John?
Maybe it's because I live in San Francisco. It doesn't really get hot here. But,
yeah.
But I think if you're clean when you get sweaty, you're not going to smell bad.
Right.
You know, maybe you could carry some little moist towelettes or something in your bag.
For us, you know, I mean, you know, when you ride up a hill, you get sweaty, and then by the time you go down the hill, you cool off again, the sweat disappears, and you're glowing. That's the way I look at it. You're glowing, you're not sweating.
All right, what about groceries?
Groceries, that's a good question. You know, panniers are amazing things. You can haul almost anything in a pannier.
So when you get a bike with a rack, and then some
bike with a front rack, a back rack. I mean, if you have a lot to carry, you could have a front and a back rack. You know, panniers, you can buy, maybe $50 to $100 for, you know, a decent basic set. And I would say you can fit a big bag of groceries per pannier bag, so you can carry 2 to 4 bags of groceries pretty easily. I mean, I know I live, my house is maybe 6 or 8 blocks from a grocery store, and the days that I choose to walk to the grocery store and then carry my bags back, I'm always so mad at myself, because it's like, you know, my hands are killing me by the end of the walk, even though it's not that far. But whenever I'm on my bike and I carry the same amount of stuff, I don't
twice
even feel it.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you know, I got there half the time, and I never felt carrying the stuff because it's all on my bike. So.
Well, then again, you have to live near the store to either walk there or to take the bike. So that's another thing is when you're organizing your life, you want to live in an urban situation if possible. You know, there's lots of nice urban cities, and the more people that ride in the urban cities, the nicer the cities are going to be, too.
And you got to make sure, obviously, if there's good bike parking at the grocery stores, and they're supportive and stuff, so something you can lobby for at your local grocery store.
And if it's raining, I guess...
It's raining, I mean, it's amazing how many people say they actually like biking in the rain, and I do. It's not, you know, it's not as
better than riding
scary
the bus
as it sounds, waiting for the bus and then getting on the bus and like being all wet and sweaty with other people is definitely not as much fun as just riding on your own. I mean, definitely things you have to watch out for. I mean, when you're biking in the rain, obviously you want to be a little more careful. You want to like test your brakes a couple times and make sure you kind of dry them off before you really, really need to brake. You want to be careful on surfaces that are skid prone, like railroad tracks and stuff. I mean, I think we do see more collisions in the rain because people are just a little less used to riding in that wet weather. But if you're careful, it can be, you know, easy as can be. And you get total bonus points for bike karma riding in the rain.
You do?
You get lots of extra points, yeah.
Well, people do look at you strange when you show up at work and you take off your raincoat, your plastic pants. Oh, yeah, okay, so you probably should get $16 for plastic pants, $80 for a burly raincoat. I'm a devotee of burly.
I think that's good. I think you could find a cheaper jacket if you need to, though.
Yeah,
I'm just
okay.
saying, but I like burly.
But it'll last for years, and true. It's ventilated, yeah. And it doesn't, it's not Gore-Tex, it's just plastic, but it breathes, sort of.
You can always,
Gore-Tex sucks.
Little booties are good. If you don't have booties, the plastic bag works wonders over your shoes.
Or tie inside
up.
The shoes.
Yeah.
Bread bag, yeah.
Totally.
Cash way
of totally. Bag. It's always good to cover up your seat, obviously, because that sucks to ride home with a wet seat. So cover up the seat with a little bag or something. But
yeah, seat creak is the worst thing that happens to me. After it's been raining, my seat starts to creak, and I just like a silent bike.
Totally.
So another thing about, I'm sort of guiding this discussion.
Excellent.
Is that okay?
No, follow. Yeah.
Interaction with community. I wrote that down in my little notes here because I'm thinking bike lifestyle is not just you. It's, you know, it's how you might identify, but it's part. You have to be part of a group of people that are, you know. It's, I found we were doing the San Jose bike lanes the other day. Jillian and I we were waiting for bicyclists to come by, and it turns out the I River was turned off. Hello, were you on? And so I didn't get them on the recording, but I knew all the bicyclists that came by,
and
it was
awesome.
Really starting
it's
to freak
you're
me
so
out.
Popular, John. That's all.
No, it's because I ride a bike. It's a big city, and it just turns the big city into Mayberry RFD here.
It's totally true. Whenever I have friends visit from other cities, and I'm like standing on the corner, I'm like, hi to all these people, and they're always really impressed. Like, wow, how do you know all these people? And my response is always, I ride a bike. I see people all the time, and you recognize each other. Like, you know your green bike, or you know your blue helmet, or
sometimes I know the bikes and not the riders. I'll say, oh, that's that Bianchi I saw yesterday.
For instance, you always know Andy Thornley from the bucket on the back and the tassels on the handlebars, and you always know Dave's bike. I mean, you totally recognize everybody.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's to me a huge part of it. I mean, if I were driving a car every day, I would have no interaction with another human until you from home to work, and you're just, boom, you're traveling in your little capsule till you get there. And on the bike, I mean, usually most days you wave at somebody or smile at somebody or someone asks you directions or, you know, it's just nice that you're really feeling part of the city.
I'm convinced that we have George Bush for president because people don't think, because they're sitting in the car, they don't get to talk to each other, nobody actually has a decent conversation, all they hear is like, shut up, on the radio all the time.
Totally, and that horn, I mean, they love using the horn. Though, that brings up a good question. What do you think, John? I'm turning around now. George Bush on a bike, more and more. What does this do for the bike cause?
With his little iPod. I wonder if he's listening to Bikescape.
He might be right now.
I didn't see it on his
what
list.
Do we want to say?
Well, I think, wasn't it George Bush who said, I'll paraphrase here,
yeah.
Look on the blog, bikescape.blogspot.com, and I'll put a link to the quote. What this country needs is an energy policy that encourages consumption.
Oh, God.
That's our president.
Frightening.
And so, you know, everybody's sitting in their car listening to the talk radio and thinking, we need to fight some more.
Great. Oh, my God. Don't worry about peak oil. Don't worry about gas prices. Oh, my God.
That's the subject of another podcast, peak oil.
It's a good one. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me just make sure.
Okay.
There's trailers. There's rain gear. The Bike Coalition has a trail. Oh, back to what I was saying. I wanted to say that opinionate some more, pontificate. The ways you can get involved in the community with the bicyclists. You can volunteer Wednesday nights at the Bike Coalition.
Yes. It's every other Wednesday.
Every other Wednesday.
Check out the calendar at sfbike.org.
There's a link on the website, on the blog.
Yep.
And there's Critical Mass, of course. You can go for a ride with lots of other people. After a while, you get to know them.
Every last Friday of the month.
Yes.
Bike to Work Day is a great time.
Bike to Work Day, I was coming to that.
It's an awesome time. We need like 100 at least volunteers. And it's the best thing. You get to give out free coffee and bagels and basically cheer people on who are biking. And it's lots of first-time riders, so that's very cool. You get to like be out there as a little little pep rally for bicyclists.
I was telling Leah that people actually do ride on Bike to Work Day because it's Bike to Work Day.
Tons of new people. I honestly think it's in the hundreds. I mean, so many people call after Bike to Work Day and say, I started riding on Bike to Work Day. I never knew it could be so good. I mean, they really do have this like first little taste and they get hooked. It's awesome. So it's really nice. It's a great way to ease people in. I just want to encourage anybody who's out there who is an experienced bicyclist and you want to help new people. We have this really cool program called Bike Buddy around Bike to Work Day. So basically now, between now and Bike to Work Day, the idea is that we team an experienced bicyclist up with kind of a newbie bicyclist.
Is that through rides?
Actually, no. This is our own deal.
Because I signed up with rides and they never got back to me. I said, I'll be a buddy.
No, that's the problem. So we kind of stole the idea.
I'll be your buddy.
Honestly, rides got mad at us because we stole this theme of Bike Buddy, but they weren't doing anything. So we just took the name. So now if you go to www.sfbike.org/BTWD or Bike to Work Day, you can sign up and we will promise to hook you up with somebody. Basically, it means you don't absolutely have to ride with them. We hope you do, but mostly it's so you can like chit chat on email or by phone and you can help the new person like chart out a route on the map, you know, talk them through some of the issues like riding in the rain or where to park your bike or, you know, what you can wear and you know, where to get a good helmet. Like, just basic stuff like that. So there's tons of people out there who need help. And, you know, for newbies who want to have a bike buddy, you can also register on there and get a bike experienced bicyclist to help you.
I think we should have a little critical mass from Glen Park if anybody wants to join me.
Awesome. Totally. And you can take the new San Jose bike lanes.
Yes, the new lanes. And maybe we can go, maybe we could get, let's see, District 7 is where I live. That would be Sean Ellsburn. Maybe he'd like to ride with us.
He is riding on Bike to Work Day.
Okay.
Yeah, he's already said yes, so that's cool.
Okay, I'll think
about it. We'll hook you guys up. He gets extra points there for riding.
Yeah.
We'll see. But yeah, other things that people can do is just, like, encourage people in your workplace. You know, let them know Bike to Work Day is coming up. Hang up a poster. Make an announcement. Send out an email to, you know, whatever lists you're on. If they're not bicyclists, send out a link and say, hey, have you ever thought about biking? I'm happy to help. And give them some tips. And you know, tell them to check out our website, and there's tons of information there, like maps and resources and safety tips and blah, blah, blah. And it's a great time to get people riding.
Okay, Leah. We're hanging up now.
I could go on and on, John.
It's great getting back to basics, you know, just talking about stuff that we haven't thought about in a while.
Sorry, can I name one more thing?
Yes, go.
And you can edit me later if you want.
No, I won't edit anything.
Okay. But last thing is...
Not even your phone call.
Oh, excellent. The other thing is for newer riders, or actually, I shouldn't say that, not just newer riders, but anyone who wants to kind of, you know, tone up their bike riding skills, Josh Hart and Bert Hill, two fantastic San Francisco bicyclists, teach a free bike ed course for the Bike Coalition. It's totally free. And what it is, it's an urban cycling safety class. And even if you've been biking in the city for a couple of years, it's really good to kind of brush up on what are the, you know, most important legal rights and responsibilities, things like how do you negotiate an intersection, how do you avoid a crash, how do you ride in the wet weather, all this stuff. So some of them coming up. There's one actually this weekend, is that true? No, Saturday, April 30th. There's one May 17th, May 21st. So there's a bunch of them coming up and they're all free. So if anybody's interested, you can check it out at sfbike.org/edu and they're free classes.
And on Bike to Work Day, don't they have are the people of this, well, of course there's going to be
party.
A party. With beer, I understand.
Yes,
free beer.
And music. It's not free beer.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Cheap beer.
Free party. Cheap beer. Music, though. DJ.
And that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say there's also going to be bike repair people doing free tune-ups, right? Isn't this year?
I think so. At Market and Battery.
Yeah. So if your bike is dusty and you're pulling it out of the basement, or if you are a bike mechanic and you'd like to volunteer to do this project.
Awesome.
Leah's thinking, I don't know, is somebody going to show up to do that?
I'm totally on the spot. Like, I don't know, I haven't heard about that. It's
well,
a
check
great idea.
It happens other years, so maybe it'll happen this year.
Now that you've said it, it's going to happen.
Yes.
Totally, now that it's
Bike
on
Dave.
The blog.
Bike Dave, you're coming down here.
Are you listening,
bikes.
Bike Dave? All right.
Okay.
Happy Bike Tour Day.
All right.
Bye, John.
Bye.
I've got to the bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got to the bar, split and bell and rings and things to make it look good. I'd give it to you if I could, but I borrowed it. You're the kind of girl that fits in with my world. I'll give you anything, everything if you want fame. I've got kind of